What were you seeing from Edwin today?
Just a little off with his command, more so. A few walks early on that we normally don't see out of him. Maybe not his best slider. Wasn't really going where he wanted it to. They nicked him up for a few runs, but if that's a bad outing, we're still in a game. We still have a chance in the ninth inning to tie it.
I guess the flip side of that is your bullpen came in and really kept you guys in the game, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot of game to cover, too. It started with Petit, did a terrific job. And then Kelly and Book did a nice job. We'd even brought in Trinan for an out if we had to try to keep it there. And, we're in a pretty good spot, bases loaded, the ninth inning. So they keep battling all the way and never, no quit till the last out. And, there for a while in the middle innings, it looks like we didn't really have much going on. Next thing we have bases loaded in the ninth. So they kept grinding.
I'm guessing the bright side of everything is that you indeed won the series, and you won every series in this homestand.
Right. That's a good thing. The way we're playing right now, like I said, each one we had a couple, and you want to try to finish off that third one. But, if you look at the homestand and you before you play it, say you're going to win every series, you got to take it. So we got to feel good about that.
On that note, you've only lost one series out of your last 19. I mean, how impressive is just that consistency over such a long period?
Yeah, we've been playing great. I mean, you've seen the numbers, the win-loss record in the last, almost 60 games. So, they continue to have the same attitude every day. And I've said many times, you try to ride the wave of confidence and individualize the day, the inning, the at-bat, the pitch. That's what they're good at focusing on is the right now.
When you are riding that wave of confidence, when you have Davis come up against Leclerc in the ninth, can you help but remember, what happened in Texas a month ago when he hit that home run against
him? Yeah, I think everybody did. But it wasn't just him. We were in a pretty good spot, from the beginning of the inning on. So it wasn't just KD, but even though, the guy's given up one home run this year, and it was to KD, you can't help but remember that. But, it doesn't always have to be him.
Astros were winning big last I saw, so maybe you fall a game out. And I'm sure you'd like to be 25 up, but I'm guessing with the mental makeup of this team, you're comfortable chasing if that's what it comes to, being a game out?
I really don't even think it's gotten to that point yet. We know where we are and we know what's going on around us, but really until you get to the last few games, 10, 15 games, you're just trying to win the game at hand. And I think that's what this team's best at. Is just worrying about today, worrying about this game, add them all up at the end, and the closer you get to the finish line, that's when the urgency of the situation comes into play a little bit more. So I don't think a loss of a game today creates any more urgency.
Bob, you guys have been home, I think, for 3 weeks now, other than that one little three-game series in Anaheim. You've been pretty good on the road, though, all year. As you head back, why has the team from the start, do you think, played well on the road, and how will that affect it going forward?
Yeah, I was, for me, it was more of a concern coming into the long stretch of games at home was to play better at home. We play well on the road. We hit homers, and most of the ballparks on the road are a little bit more conducive to homers, and you look at the numbers and the split, so I don't think anybody's worried about going out on the road. Granted, we have two places that are difficult to play, but with the type of team we have, some of the ballparks on the road are a little bit more conducive to what we do.
Thank you.